This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Rescue workers have found the equivalent of a small town in Galveston, Texas. By yesterday afternoon, nearly 2,000 people had been taken off the island and bused to shelters after surviving Hurricane Ike. In Houston, nearly 2 million people remain without power, and that was only one frustration for that city's residents. They also complain of not enough shelters and no sites to pick up food or water. Essentially, they say they're not getting enough help from local and federal officials. And our coverage begins with NPR's Carrie Kahn in Houston.
Houston residents emerged from their hot and powerless homes searching for water, ice, and gasoline. Federal officials had said that after Ike had passed, 5 million liters of water and millions of ready-to-eat meals stockpiled in northern Texas were on the way. But by the time Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff faced reporters late yesterday afternoon in Houston, the trucks had yet to arrive, and that put him on the defensive.
I'm going to try to put an end to this. This is not about a screw-up.
Mindful of public outrage over the slow federal response following Hurricane Katrina, Chertoff stressed that it had been just 24 hours since weather conditions were safe enough for 18-wheelers to move into the city. And he added that it wasn't until early Sunday morning that FEMA was asked to actually assume the duty of handing out supplies to weary Houstonians.
This is a shared responsibility. We all play a role in this. We all wind up backfilling sometimes if an unanticipated problem comes up. And I think that's the spirit in which we're going at this thing.
Two Houston area congressmen complained about the delays in getting the FEMA supplies to residents, and Republican Congressman John Culberson blasted federal officials for leaving emergency personnel at two staging areas without food and water. Houston Mayor Bill White says he wasn't even informed that FEMA was taking over food and water distribution. For now, he says he's willing to wait and see whether FEMA can do it.
If they won't do it, we'll find somebody in to supplement what FEMA can do to get the supplies here.
By nightfall, semi-trucks were moving out of Houston's Reliant Park toward five distribution points set up throughout the greater Houston area. Guards at the gate would not say where the trucks were going or what was inside. For his part, Texas Governor Rick Perry refrained from specifically criticizing FEMA, but on several occasions yesterday, Perry did make a point of saying that he hopes Texans get the same level of federal support that Louisianans received after Hurricane Katrina.
I feel comfortable that that message is penetrated, and we hope and pray that our federal counterparts do take care of the needs of Texans as we go forward.
Ann Perry added that lessons will be learned from this hurricane relief effort, just as officials have learned from past natural disasters.
Will we get it perfect? No. Will we get it fast enough? No. There's always ways to do it better.
Late last night, officials announced the location of five distribution centers they say will be ready to start handing out water, ice, and meals today, and they say they will have 12 more up and running in the next few days. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.